Hello, everybody. I'm Long Island. This is Doug Seegers, and you're listening to Down Home Country with Mary Lamont on WUSB Stony Brook.
Lord, I'm feeling so tired and lonely. Lord, I'm feeling so scared and cold. 'Cause that's the way that you feel when you're lonely. Only two steps away from his hold. He's got a shovel in his right hand, and in digging a hole in the sand, 6 feet under. Gonna put me 6 feet under the ground. Lord, help me now. Who's I've stumbled of your loving grace. Sometimes I feel so strong and proud. Oh, but Lord, please don't look at me now. 'Cause he's got a shovel in his right hand, and in
everybody. This is Mary Lamont, and this is Down Home Country here at WUSB Stony Brook, 90.1 FM on your dial and streaming live at WUSB.FM. You just heard Doug Seeger's brand new, that's called 6 Feet Under, from his about-to-be-released album. It's going to be released here in the States as well as over in Europe. So we're looking forward to that. Doug graciously sent me a few tracks, and that's one of them. So we're looking forward to hearing that. It's a beautiful day here on Long Island. On my dial here, it says it's 67 degrees outside. Felt a lot cooler than that to me, but maybe it was because of the breeze here at Stony Brook University. But it's pleasant, it's sunny, we're happy. Also happy to say that my cowboy sweetheart, Jim, is on the mend. He had a hernia in his abdomen and had surgery last Monday, and it was a bit more serious than they thought once the surgeon took a look, but he's on the mend, so we're real happy about that, too. So for all you folks out there who have had hernias, I guess you know where Jim is at right now. But anyway, I got some great songs for you today. Next coming up is Pete Mancini. Pete Mancini is a wonderful local singer-songwriter, tours all over the place, and he has a brand new single called Pine Box Derby, which I would like to play. He is going to be performing for the release of this single at Berlin, NYC on Friday, October 19th. That's this Friday coming up. Berlin, NYC is at 25 Avenue A in Manhattan. So he hopes you can make that show. But in the meantime, let's listen to it here on Down Home Country.
Hey folks, this is Pete Mancini, and you're listening to Down Home Country with Mary Lamont on WUSB Stony Brook.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Block of knotty pine and four plastic wheels. I can still smell the dust and the paint and the peels. Dad held me carving for the big race day. He put it on the track and sent it on its way. I lost a first place ribbon many years ago. When I started down this troubled road, now I'm holding this token in my shaky hand. I wish somebody warned me, but now I understand. It hurts like hell to lose someone you love. It's worse when you curse with a hand-me-down crutch. I wish I could go back to those pine wood days. Find the right track and just drift away. Just found out it doesn't work that way. Mistakes come to haunt you in the blink of an eye, and the bottle seemed like a good place to hide. I wonder if I'll ever have kids of my own, race a pine box derby before they're grown. when they go off running down the same old track. I'll give them a place they can always come back. 'Cause it hurts like hell to lose someone you love. It's worse when you curse with a hand-me-down crutch. I wish I could go back to those pinewood days, find the right track and just drift away. Drift away.
Hi, this is James Maddock, and you're listening to Down Home Country with Mary Lamont on WUSB Stony Brook.
If I had a son, I'd throw him in the air, catch him as he fell, and let him grow his hair. And he'd show me how to laugh and live my life again. And I'd carry him to bed and read aloud to him. And if I had a son, I'd watch him in his sleep, happy in his dream as he lay there in my keep. And I'd wish that I was him and dress him up in blue, put him on my shoulders to see farther than I do. If I had a son, if I had a son, I would be a better man if I had a son. And if I had a son, I'd teach him how to throw, show him how to act cool if he said he didn't. I'd show him who his friends were and to know what side he's on. Send him off to school and miss him when he's gone. If I had a son, if I had a son, I would be a better man if I had a son. If I had a son, if I had a son, I would be a better man if I had a son. Will I see him and me? Will he see me and him? And we will grow apart, see each other now and then. If I had a son, I'd throw him in the air the way my dad threw me when his brother Mick was there. One of them would catch me while the other one would throw. Well, that's the kind of feeling I'd want my boy to know. If I had a son, if I had a son, would I be a better man if I had a son? If I had a son, if I had a son, would I be a better man if I had a son? Thank you.
This is us down at the Mardi Gras.
This is us in your daddy's car. You and the missing link.
Yeah, I had a little too much to drink now.
Too long in the sun.
Having too much fun.
You and me and our memories. This is us.
Walking at the barbecue.
Yeah, when we said I do. And jumping on the barroom floor. You in that wedding coat and wore.
You in that amazing dress. I was stoned on love, I guess.
You and me, we were meant to be. This is us. This is us. This is us.
I'm not bitter, I'm just mad. And I'm not broken, but you know I'm sad.
On Sunday, October 14th, the Sunday Street Concert Series at Long Island Museum is delighted to welcome songwriter Kate Campbell. Over the course of her 2 decades-plus career, Kate has set forth a unique musical journey that is rooted in the stories of people connected with the modern South. Her endearing, clear water vocal delivery and her eloquent gift for storytelling has drawn repeated comparisons to writers of the Southern literary tradition like Flannery O'Connor, William Faulkner, and Eudora Welty. In over 12 albums, she's been joined by Emmylou Harris, Nancy Griffith, John Prine, and Mac McAnally, who are admirers of her musical vision. And she sings with Pierce Pettis and Tom Kimmel as one of the new agrarians.
And the Lord.
Originally from the Mississippi Delta and the daughter of a Baptist preacher, Kate's formative years were spent in the very core of the civil rights movement of the 1960s, and the indelible experience of those years have shaped her heart and character as well as her songwriting. Tickets, directions, information, sundaystreet.org. That's Kate Campbell, Sunday, October 14th, 5 p.m., at the Long Island Museum, 1200 Route 25A, Stony Brook Village. See you there. But they damn sure do.
Yeah, that will be a great show. Kate Campbell this afternoon at the Long Island Museum. More information and tickets at sundaystreet.org. Kate was up here just before Down Home Country talking to Charlie Backfish, who puts together all of the great Sunday Street shows. And you know how you meet somebody and you just like them right off the bat? Well, I got that feeling with Kate Campbell. She is delightful, and I'm sure that it's going to be a fun show this afternoon, 5 o'clock at the Long Island Museum, Kate Campbell. Again, more information at sundaystreet.org. Let me tell you the last three songs I played. We started out with Pete Mancini, brand new single from him, Pine Box Derby, and you can find more information and upcoming shows, including this Friday at Berlin NYC, at petemancini.com. And then we heard James Maddock from his 2013 CD, Another Life, and that was called If I Had a Son. Every time I hear that song, it just grabs me in the heart because, well, Jim and I have a son. So I hope it did that for you, too. And I just saw James Maddock. He was in at City Winery seeing the Willie Niles show, as we were. And then the last tune was Mark Knopfler and Emmy Lou Harris off their 2006 All the Road Running album, and that was This Is Us. So I like to feature local singer-songwriters here. We have a lot of talent in the tri-state area, and the next one is no exception. I'm talking about Michael Patrick, has a brand new album out called John Wayne Movies, and I'm going to play a track off that. Michael Patrick is also the lead singer of the Ring of Fire band, of which I sometimes have the honor of sitting in and doing the June Carter Cash parts. But Michael Patrick is a great songwriter in his own right, and let's listen to him off his new album. And then I'm going to follow that up with some brand new, soon-to-be-released Whitey Morgan. And then I got something brand new from Willie Nelson. But let's start out with Michael Patrick here on Down Home Country.
Well, I'm not too good at all these guessing games you play. And I don't want to learn your reasons anyway. I've done all I can do. It's not enough for you. And I'm not going to live with all the silly shame that's so my fault when things go wrong. You take the low, I take the fall. It's always my fault. You just complain. Your glass is empty, and I'm to blame. When we started out, I never had a clue about your evil ways and all those things you do. As only time could tell, I'd soon be on to you. That's when I made it clear that, baby, if we were through, it's always my fault when things go wrong. You take the low road, I take the fall. It's always my fault. You just complain. Your glass is empty, and I'm to blame. Take
glass is empty and I'm to blame. It's always my fault when things go wrong. You take the low road, I'll take the fall. It's always my fault, you just complain. Your glass is empty and I'm to blame. Your glass is empty and I'm to blame. And now it's your
spread it around. If you don't like who's in there, vote them out. That's what election day is all about. And the biggest gun we got is called the ballot box. If you don't like who's in there, vote them out. Vote them out.
Vote them out.
Vote them out.
Vote them out.
And when they're gone, we'll sing and dance and shout. And she'll bring some new ones in, and they will start the show again. And if you don't like who's in there, vote them out. It's a bunch of clowns you voted in. Election day is coming round again. And if you don't like it now, you can change it anyhow. And if you don't like who's in there, vote them out. Vote them out.
Vote them out.
Vote them out.
Vote them out.
And when they're gone, we'll sing and dance and shout. Start the show again and bring some new ones in. And if you don't like who's in there, vote them out. Vote them out.
Vote them out.
Vote them out. And when we're done, we'll sing and dance and shout. Then we'll bring some new ones in and we'll start the show again. But if you don't like who's in there, vote them out. And if you don't like who's in there, vote them out. Thank you, Austin. Thank you, Texas. Thank you, Beto. All the way, buddy. We love y'all. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. This is Mary Lamont. This is Down Home Country here at WUSB Stony Brook, 90.1 FM on your dial and streaming live at WUSB.FM. Started out this set of three songs with singer-songwriter Michael Patrick off his brand new album John Wayne Movies, and that was Always My Fault. You can find more information about Michael Patrick and where he's performing at michael-patrick.net. And then we heard Whitey Morgan and the 78s, brand new from him. Album is called Hard Times and White Lines, and it's going to be out October 26th, and that was called What Am I Supposed to Do? And then the wonderful Willie Nelson, a live version of his brand new single, Vote 'Em Out. So what have I got here next? Lynn Hansen. And Lynn Miles, also known as the Lynns, were just recently at the Long Island Museum performing as part of Charlie Backfish's Sunday Street series, and what a delightful duo they make. But Lynn Hansen and Lynn Miles have their own albums and own careers, and so I thought I'd play something off Lynn Hansen's 2015 release, Seven Deadly Spins. This is called Run Johnny Run here on Down Home Country.
Man, stings a barbed wire kiss fresh across your face.
Hey everybody, this is Mary Lamont, this is Down Home Country, and this is WUSB Stony Brook at 90.1 FM and W297BM Stony Brook at 107.3 FM. First of all, I want to thank Danny from Lake Grove, which he calls Lake Groovy, for calling in. He listens to WUSB all the time, as well as Down Home Country. Thank you, Danny, for listening. Very complimentary. I like to hear compliments every once in a while, doesn't everybody? And thank you to all you folks for listening to Down Home Country. And I share her Down Home Country with the wonderful Deb DeWaltoff. Deb and I are switching some dates around here, some Sundays around, and I will be in again next Sunday, and then Debbie will be doing 2 weeks of Down Home Country. So I just want to tell you what songs you just heard. Started out with Lynn Hansen from Canada off her 2015 CD, Seven Deadly Spins, and that was Run Johnny Run. Then we heard Miss Tess off her 2016 album, Baby We All Know, and that was Ride That Train. And then we heard Carlene Carter. That was the last tune you heard off her album Hindsight 2020, and that was Baby Ride Easy. So let's see. Well, speaking of Willie Nelson and his Vote 'Em Out song, Willie Nelson last month came out with a fantastic tribute album to Frank Sinatra and put together a wonderful group of songs. And actually, I have a note here that I wanted to include with this, and I hope I can find it quickly. Here it is. In the mid, this is a little story about Frank Sinatra and Willie Nelson in the 1980s appeared side by side in a televised spot with Frank in a tuxedo and Willie in braids and denim. Frank Sinatra said, "Willie, it's obvious that we don't share the same tailor." And pointing to Willie's headband, he asked, "What do you call that thing there?" And Willie replied with a grin, "I call it My Way, Francis." And so let's listen to Willie Nelson doing My Way here on Down Home Country.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I've traveled each and every highway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I plan each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times I'm sure you knew what I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and I spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that. And may I say, not in a shy way, oh no, no, not me, I did it my way. For what is man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows and did it my way. And did it my way.
Thank you. your knee high. When I heard a couple new sounding tunes on the tube and they blasted the sky high. Then the record man said, everyone is Yellowstone record from Nashville. And up north there ain't nobody buys them. And I said, but I will. And it was
Nashville Cats.
They clean as country water.
And he ain't uptight if one of the kids will. Because it's custom made for any mother's son to be a guitar picker in Nashville. And I sure am glad I got a chance to say a word about the music and the mothers from Nashville.
Nashville Cats,
they clean as country water.
Nashville Cats,
they wild as Mountain Dew.
Those Nashville Cats,
been fans since they baby.
All them Nashville Cats,
get work before they.
Hey everybody, this is Mary Lamont. This is Down Home Country, and this is WUSB Stony Brook. I'm running a little over today. Bob Longman has graciously allowed me to do that. Thank you to John from Atlanta who called in. John is listening to Down Home Country today online. Thank you very much, John. And just wanted to mention where the Mary Lamont Band will be playing next, because somebody just asked me about that as well. Garden of Eve Farms, Oktoberfest, Sunday, October 28th. The band will be playing from 2 to 5 p.m. That's at 4558 Sound Avenue in Riverhead, featuring Long Island craft beers, pumpkin picking, hay rides, and more. It is a sight to see. Pumpkins that go on forever and all kinds of stuff to buy, food and everything. It's a beautiful farm and it's all organic. Garden of Eve Farm. Mary Lamont Band, Sunday, October 28th from 2 to 5. Bob Longman, as I mentioned, will be in with the Bob Longman Show in just a couple of minutes. I got time for one more song. Thank you to Bob for letting me go a little bit over time here. And just wanted to mention that Arlo Guthrie will be playing this Friday, October 19th, at the NYCB Theater at Westbury. It's an 8 o'clock show. Arlo Guthrie, folks, they just played Alice's Restaurant on TV the other day, and I caught some of it. How fun was that? Maybe you want to go see Arlo Guthrie. Thought I'd play one of Arlo's songs before I close up Down Home Country here. I will be in next Sunday to host Down Home Country again, and then Debbie will be doing the 2 weeks after that. So enjoy the rest of your day, folks, and stay tuned for the Bob Longman Show here on WUSB Stony Brook.
Just want to ride on my motorcycle. And I don't want to tickle, 'cause I'd rather ride on my motorcycle. And I don't want to die. Just wanna ride on my motorcycle. Oh, it was late last night, the other day. I thought I'd go up and see Ray. So I went up and I saw Ray. And there was only one thing Ray could say was, I don't. want to ride on my motorcycle. Late last week I was on my bike, running to a friend named Mike. Running to a friend named Mike. Mike no longer has a bike, he cries, I don't wanna pick up, I just wanna ride on my motorcycle. I'd rather ride on my motorcycle, and I don't wanna die, just wanna ride on my motorcycle.